It's been a year since a high school guidance counselor working in the Exeter School District was sentenced to prison. The case was cut and dry. The educator, a 39-year-old woman, pled guilty to having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old student. But what happened in the courtroom the day of her sentencing continues to raise questions about child safety and free speech protections. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports.
Last July's sentencing hearing for Christy Torbick lasted about 2 hours.
Have you pleaded guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty to 4 counts of felonious sexual assault. Rockingham County prosecutors said Torbick groomed the young defendant, a student who had turned to her for counseling. They asked for 5 to 10 years in prison. Then it was the defense's turn. Torbick's attorney submitted 2 dozen letters of support, heartfelt letters about her volunteer work, her spotless credentials, neighbors who wrote about what a great mom she is. And 25 people came to the sentencing to show their support for Torbick. Some of them addressed the judge.
In all the years I've known Christy, both professionally and personally, she has always presented as a person who was engaged in helping them make the lives of others better.
This is a former colleague of Christy Torbick's, a fellow guidance counselor named Shelley Philbrick.
I pray the court show justice for the victim, but also leniency upon Christy today.
Then the therapist who had been treating Torbick testified, Dr. Nancy Strapko.
I don't think I've ever, ever actually uttered the words, I seek mercy for this client. I do today. That's how sure I am that she's deserving.
And on it went. Torbick had worked in multiple school districts in New Hampshire in recent years, and her network of friends and former colleagues told the judge she's not a predator. She just made a poor decision. Local media covered the sentencing hearing. Pretty quickly, letters to the editor started appearing, asking, how could these people, many of them public school employees, defend a child sex offender? The therapist who testified, Nancy Strapko, thought it would blow over.
I guess I was a little, I don't know if naive is a word, but I didn't think that it would ever get to the level that it got to. But I did start hearing the rumblings, and then it was just big.
Parents like Tracy Richmond of Bedford, where Torbick previously worked, flooded into local school board meetings to complain about school employees participating in the hearing.
Let's stand with our children and not a child molester. You cannot do both.
It even reached the floor of the New Hampshire House. Lawmakers attempted, but ultimately failed, to pass a bill that would have prohibited public school employees from testifying on behalf of sex offenders. Representative Ralph Bohm.
They testified on behalf of the convict, stating that the person was of good character. Wow.
The fallout was widespread. Bedford's superintendent was forced to resign, and 2 guidance counselors who spoke favorably of Torbick, one from Bedford, one from Newfound Regional, lost their jobs. Plymouth State University disciplined 3 of its professors for participating, including the therapist Nancy Strapko. The school terminated her adjuncting contract. Those actions, that accountability, was welcomed by Lynn Shillette. She's executive director of the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, which works with survivors.
We tell children that when something bad happens to them, they should find a trusted adult, a teacher, a parent, a guidance counselor. And when they know that those adults can no longer be trusted, those children will no longer come forward.
But the backlash has left many people, including Torbick's defense lawyer, Mark Sisti, shaking their heads. Sisti says the witnesses weren't defending Torbick's crime. They were speaking to her character. And the public reaction?
It's an overreaction, it's hyped up, and it is just plain wrong.
And perhaps also legally wrong. Sisti, along with free speech advocacy groups, believe the letters and testimony provided in court that day are protected under the First Amendment. Earlier this year, Plymouth State University settled out of court with Nancy Strapko for wrongful termination. She got $350,000. One of the fired guidance counselors is suing the Bedford School District in federal court. That case is still playing out. Torbick's own case, though, is settled. Last July, a superior court judge sentenced her to 2.5 years in prison, and she'll have to register as a sex offender for the rest of her life. Prosecutors called it light. Some of her supporters were hoping for no jail time at all. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.